We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we were learning the footnote of the Chafetz Chaim that everyone has a test. The poor man has a test. Will he accept his poverty without being angry at his Creator? And the wealthy man has a test. What will he do with his wealth? And if the wealthy man stood up to his test, and he does tzedakah, he does kindness, then he will merit to enjoy the wealth that God gave him in this world, and the principal payment for his good deeds is still waiting him in the world to come. And God saves him from perdition, as the verse says in Tehillim, Ashrei maskil el dal biyom ra'ayim aletehu Hashem. Praised is the one who takes note of the poor, and when the day of bad, the day of reckoning comes, Hashem will save him because he took note of the poor. Doesn't that go hand in hand with our story? And if the poor man stood up to his test, and he's not angry at God, even though he is poor, so in the world to come, he's going to get a double portion, as the verse says, but what happens with the wealthy man who is niggardly? He's miserly. He doesn't want to give. He has a bad eye. He will go. His wealth will go from this world. He'll lose his wealth. Sheino ra'a keneged gabei tzedakah. Being that he looks badly, he looks poorly upon those who collect charity for the poor, so he too will be looked poorly upon. Lama shegalgalu ba'olam. Why is this so? Because poverty is a cycle in the world. Lo mishu ashir hayom ashiru lemachar. Not everyone who's wealthy today will be wealthy tomorrow. Things change. Nor is everyone who's destitute today destined to be destitute tomorrow. Things change. The world is a cycle. Families go up and families go down. God puts this one up and this one down. As the verse says, God judges, he lowers this one, he raises that one. And the same concept we have in the Medrash on Mishlei, the pasuk says, "V'chosech miyosher ach lemachzor." Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, "Im reit adam shumone atzmo min achesed, heveda shum mitchaser." Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani taught the name of Rav Yochanan. The verse says, "Chosech miyosher." A person thinks he's going to save by being dishonest, so he withholds himself from honesty. Shlomo HaMelech warns, "Ach lemachzor." The only thing he's going to get is loss. He will lose from being dishonest. So Rav Yonatan taught, if you see a person who withholds himself from doing kindness, you should know that he will be brought down. He will be lost. Shinemaz, the verse says, V'chosech miyosher, someone who holds himself back from honesty, someone who is dishonest, will ultimately lose from it. And here we see that the Medrash is teaching us, don't think that tzedakah is you're doing an extraordinary kindness beyond the call of duty. No, tzedakah comes from the word tzedek. Tzedakah is like yosher. Tzedakah is what is just. What's just in the world is that we understand our responsibility to our fellow man. It's not that I'm going beyond the call of duty when I help someone who does not have money. If God blessed me with money, then I was given responsibility to help him. And when I help him, I am doing yosher, I am doing what is honest and fair. That's how our sages understood the pasuk. And if you're dishonest, you will lose. Chazal said, what does it mean dishonest? It means if you're dishonest to your responsibilities in this world, that's called being dishonest. Not helping a person when we could and should, that Chazal viewed as chosech miyosher, someone who withholds himself from being straight and honest. Okay, maybe we'll add a story. Medrash says, there was a guy who was lying on his deathbed. He called in his sons and he was dividing up his wealth. So he called his son and he said, son, listen here. I have this territory, and I've always produced a tremendous amount from the territory, and I've made a lot of wealth off of this land. I'm giving you the land, but do me a favor, be careful. You take off the tithe, you give the charity the way you're supposed to. But the son got the field. He's making $1 million a year, and he's listening to his father. He's giving $100,000 a year the way he should. One day he says to himself, $100,000 out of $1 million, you know, that's a lot of tithe. Why should I give so much? So he starts taking off and giving less and less, and the field produced less and less. And it reached a point where the field was producing $100,000 instead of $1 million. So the guy, his friends came to him and said, well, what happened? How come your father had such wealth and you didn't? He said, I don't know. And they said, well, did your father give you any tips on how to make it work? So he said, I don't know, my father only told me to give a tithe. He only told me, make sure to give your tenth. But he didn't, I don't know. They said, well, if that was the tip he told you, did you listen? He said, well, I used to listen, but you know, times are tough. And, no, I hadn't listened. So they said, okay, that's what God says. God says, I care for the poor. They're mine. They're my children. If you give me what I demand, I'll give you what you want. You give me my one-tenth, I'll give you your nine-tenths. You take my one-tenth, I say, okay, but that's all you're getting. So you thought you'd gain, you'd have another 100,000. God said, no, if you take my tenth, I'll leave you with only that. So that's what happened. You remained with your 100,000. The guy learned from what they told him, he fixed his ways, and his wealth went back up. That's what the story in the Midrash.